So did Dollar General just give us a peek into the economics of 2019? It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 15th day of March. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other business news, what happened to Sears has happened before, and we've got that story. Walmart is rethinking grocery store patterns. More job cuts are coming, says Ford Motor Company. Tesla took the wraps off of its new SUV, and some think it's underwhelming. The Iowa ag gag law and travel to the Hawkeye State is bubbling around. Renewed hope of a U.S.-China deal sparked Wall Street today. Those stories, plus our Friday conversation with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine, stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. But first, those business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Terro International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. We made it through another week, kids. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled LIBBIE. Well, could it be that Dollar General just gave us a peek at what the economy might look like moving forward through 2019? You know, usually when the economy is in rough shape, folks flock to places like Dollar General. That's what often happens. However, yesterday, during an earnings call, CEO Ted Vasos explained that the store's core customer is, quote, feeling a little less competent, end quote. He went on to say, we're positioning ourselves for the back half of the year for a weaker customer, and to cater to this customer, we will be offering more in-store promotions, end quote. All of this follows increased promotions at the end of 2018, which factored into the company's profits during the fourth quarter. It all took a hit. While same-store sales were up by 3.2% overall for Dollar General, gross profit dropped by more than expected thanks to those higher levels of markdowns. Analysts are expecting a potential recession to hit the U.S. this year. Earlier this month, Business Insider reported that the likelihood of a major contraction to the economy had increased substantially since December. Despite this, Dollar General is still one of the few brick-and-mortar retailers to be in a rapid growth mode pattern. Yesterday marked its 29th consecutive quarter of positive same-store sales. After opening hundreds of stores in 2017 and 2018, it's on track to open a further 975 stores this year. Speaking of retail, let's do a little soul-searching about what happened to Sears. But to do that, we have to turn the clock back a bit. It was in the 1970s, and Sears was at its peak. It dominated American retailing. Its corporate headquarters was the tallest building in the world, and a job at Sears was a ticket to a long and lucrative career. But rivals like Walmart were starting to beat down the door. Shopping patterns were changing, and Sears started making a series of wrong bets. Over the past four decades, a succession of CEOs have tried to reinvent, reimagine, and finally save Sears. One discussed merging with rivals Best Buy and Home Depot, and those talks were not previously reported, by the way. Another opened the door to hedge fund billionaire Eddie Lambert, who went on to slash spending with little investment in stores. And amid changing shopping patterns with customers, technology shifts, and Sears' own missteps, customers fled and they never came back. Could it be? Could it be possible that in 40 years, people will not even remember Sears? It could be. 40 years ago, W.T. Grant went out of business, and they were at one time second only to Sears. But who remembers them? Other than me. I once did a couple of weeks at W.T. Grant when I was in college. The grocery store business is rapidly changing. Everybody knows that. And we found this story to be an interesting peek into the future. It seems that Walmart is having some issues when it comes to online grocery shopping. Recently, CEO Greg Foran said during a conference call that his stores were becoming too crowded with his own employees. It seems that as the popularity of online grocery grows, storehouses can get pretty hectic with a rush of employees trying to fill those orders. Starbucks, it seems, faced a similar issue 2 years ago after introducing mobile order and pay, which allowed customers to order and pay ahead. That led to excessively long lines in stores, which alienated many customers. Starbucks ultimately addressed the problem by redesigning its stores. Walmart, which offers online grocery pickup at more than 2,100 stores, is now considering adding automation to its stores that could help with fulfilling those orders. The company may also place a cap on the number of orders stores can fulfill at once. You know, success can bring some major changes, and it's always best to be aware of potential problems long before they become a major issue for consumers. And this is interesting. Foran went on to say this, quote, "If you built a new supercenter today, you would do it differently than the ones that we have right now. The primary driver would be you'd have to be very thoughtful about where you're going to do your drive-through, your pickups, your deliveries, and you would have to think about the amount of stockroom space and how your refrigeration is laid out all around those things." End quote. Those things. Not necessarily customers coming in the door, but how you're going to fulfill those online orders. Wow, all this could get interesting. Well, there's some lousy news for European employees of Ford Motor Company. Today, Ford said it's cutting 5,000 jobs in Germany and more in the UK as part of an effort to reduce costs in Europe. The automaker offered voluntary separation packages for employees in Germany and the UK to help accelerate its plan to improve performance in the region. The total number of jobs affected in the UK have yet to be determined. The automaker is undergoing a larger plan to restructure its operations worldwide, which said it will cost $11 billion. Ford is reshaping its European business into three business groups that focus on commercial vehicles, passenger vehicles, and imports. The carmaker plans to simplify its product lines and focus on the most profitable of vehicles. Ford said in January it plans to partner with German carmaker Volkswagen on a number of initiatives, including trucks and commercial vans for markets around the world. Staying with vehicles for just a moment, today Tesla shares tumbled after the company unveiled the Model Y crossover utility vehicle that some Wall Street analysts are calling underwhelming. The Model Y will cost $39,000 to $60,000, depending on the extras, and is about 10% bigger than Tesla's Model 3 midsize sedan. It features seven seats, a panoramic glass roof, and 66 cubic feet of cargo space. Now, if you're eager to own one, you can put in your request along with a deposit of $2,500. Elon Musk said the first Model Y deliveries were likely to happen in the first half of 2020. Now he's saying fall 2020 for higher-priced versions and spring of 2021 for the $39,000 version. Tesla stock was down by over 5% today at $275.43 a share. Well, this is a story about when public policy and business collide. A national animal rights group will ask millions of its supporters to boycott vacationing in Iowa to protest the state's new ag gag law. The legal counsel for Mercy for Animals said, quote, "People who care about animal rights, who don't want abusers protected, they will not be visiting Iowa this summer," end quote. Animal welfare groups say the law prevents exposure of abuses such as slamming piglets into concrete floors and confining animals in small cages. Lawmakers said the bill is needed to help protect pig, cattle, and other livestock operations from biosecurity threats. The bill had widespread agricultural support ranging from the Iowa Corn Growers Association and Iowa Farm Bureau to the Iowa Honey Producers Association. Speaking of shares, Wall Street had a good day today. Stocks posted strong weekly gains as investors cheered renewed optimism on the U.S.-China trade front. The Dow ended 138 points higher as Boeing shares turned around to close up 1.5%. Boeing's turnaround was sparked by a report saying the company plans to roll out a software upgrade for its 737 MAX aircraft. The stock had been under pressure all week after an Ethiopian Airlines flight using a 737 MAX crashed on Sunday, prompting several countries to ground flights involving the plane, the U.S. being one of those. The Dow ended the week up at 25,848. Gains in the tech and consumer discretionary sectors pushed the S&P 500 up 0.5% to close at 2822. Tech shares also boosted the NASDAQ, which added 0.7% and closed at 76.88. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both rose at least 2.9% this week, though the Dow gained only 1.7%. That's all because of Boeing's troubles. The S&P 500 posted its biggest one-week gain since November of last year. Stocks have been on a tear this year, with the three major indexes rising by more than 10% each so far since January. Chinese Vice President Liu He spoke via telephone with U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and U.S. Treasury Representative Robert Lighthizer, and the follow-up report is this, according to the South China Morning Post. Quote, the two sides have further made concrete progress on the text of the trade agreement between the two sides. End quote. That's all we got. And look what happened to stocks today. It's all wait and see, right? Gold continued to gain ground today, up by $6.50 to end the week at $1,301.60 an ounce. Oil fell by 18 cents today and is trading at $58.43 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note fell a bit, paying 2.59%. Hey, when we come back, and because it's Friday, we've got stuff to do in the Metro with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine. Stay with us. Fun. That fun? Yeah, it's on the way.